And welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery did win the junior varsity game this evening. And we'll run down those scoring for you here in a minute. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Indian boys basketball team from Dr. Kim Vormore and all the staff at the Vormore Family Dentistry Office in Portland. Her staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hartz at the Vormore Family Dentistry, again at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Good luck, Indians, from Dr. Kim Vormore. Dr. Vormore would love to be your family's dentist. In the reserve game tonight, it was tight for a while, but Fort Recovery broke away in the second half after leading by just five at halftime, 31-26. Indians then led 47-32 after three, and the final score was 64-39, Indians going away. Fort Recovery was led by Hudson Overman with 15. Braylon Dilworth had 14. 11 points for Dylan Plinky, 7 apiece for Douglas Benn, Brady Evers, and Carter Fortkamp, and 3 points for Colton Thompson. Once again, leading the way, Hudson Overman with 15, Braylon Dilworth 14, 11 for Dylan Plinky. For the Ansonia Tigers, they were led tonight in the junior varsity game by Cameron Engel, who had 14 points, including 4 threes in the game. 8 points for Ryder Sanders, chipping in with 6 was Connor Riffle. 4 points apiece for Jacob Matchnut and also Trayton Spence, and 3 points for Carson Weiss, or Carson Weiss, I should say. We welcome those of you who are listening and watching on the National Federation TV network tonight. Glad to have you tuned in. We're on WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, 100.9 on the FM dial, where we have Nate Christman as our studio producer tonight. We're also on FortRecoveryRadio.com, where Neil Spencer is the producer for their broadcast this evening. Again, I'm Rob Weaver with you. And we're about set to go as the starting lineups have been introduced. We're going to have to be very careful about keeping our score because the scoreboard is not working tonight that normally gives you the point totals for the kids. The team score is working and all that, but just not the individual part of the scoreboard. So we'll try not to goof that up this evening. Breaker Judy jumping for Fort Recovery, and he gets the tap over to Brody Bargy. Bargy comes down across the timeline. Back outside it goes to Fort Recovery's Grant Fortkamp. Fortkamp backing up, dribbling to the top of the key. He'll stop. And he gives over here to Gavin Evers. Now on the left side it goes to Briggs Overman. First time Overman has touched the ball underneath the breaker. He puts it up and in. Give the assist to Brody Bargy. Breaker Judy gets a layup, and it's 2-0. Indians out in the early lead. Ansonia's 0-6. They are an extremely young team. Here's a shot up, no good, by Graham Kappas. They're only one senior on this team. Up and no good by Briggs Overman. Where Fort Recovery is likewise pretty young. They only have 2 seniors. And Sonia with the basketball over on the right side it goes. And now over in the corner, 3-point basket is good. Putting that in for the Tigers was Cade Shellhouse, and that puts the Ansonia Tigers up 3-2 over the Indians. Brody Bargy over it goes there to Gavin Evers on the left side. That's up and good. A 3-pointer by Grant Fortkamp. Grant Fortkamp drills a 3, and that puts the Indians back on top, 5-3. Outside, 3-point shot is good. Nice basket by Bennett Lehman. Bennett Lehman, the sophomore guard for the Ansonia Tigers. Again, the Tigers are coached by Tony Overton, former Jay County player, Jay County graduate, former coach here at Fort Recovery as well. There's a shot up and in from the right baseline by Graham Coppas. And makes it 8-5. There's a drive by Brody Bargy, and he scores. Reverse layup. Brody gets his first basket of the evening. That makes the score 8-7. Fort Recovery trailing by one. Here's a drive to the hoop. It's up and good by Evers. And a foul's going to be called on Ansonia. Correction, that was, I think the foul was on Evers. The basket was by Ansonia's Bennett and Lehman. And Lehman misses the free throw. Rebound breaker, Judy. So correct myself on that one. It was Evers who picked up the foul. And again, the basket was good by Bennett and Lehman. Here's a shot up and no good by Grant Fortkamp. Rebound comes down to Ansonia. Here come the Tigers with the basketball. Over on the left, gets loose, goes out of bounds, and they say Brody Bargy touched it last. Following this game, we'll have Blackford down at Eastern Hancock tonight in boys basketball, so you can hear that on here on 100.9 on the FM dial. Blackford Bruins in action. Here's a shot from the left side, three-pointers no good by Ansonia's Cooper Riffle, and down comes Fort Recovery with the ball, and all the way is Briggs Overman, and he scores. We also have Jay County girls basketball on the radio tonight. They'll be on the AM side at 1440 AM, 105.3 FM, and they'll be facing South Adams this evening. Here's a shot up and no good by Ansonia. A rebound comes to breaker Judy as Shellhouse missed that basket for the Tigers. Briggs Overman at the free throw line. Passes off to Grant Fortkamp, driving down the lane. He puts it up no good, but he is fouled in the act of shooting. So Grant Fortkamp will have two shots here. Our first quarter is brought to you by Calp Pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Bern, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana. Grant Fortkamp at the line. He lets it fly, and he got it. A reminder, Cal Pharmacy will be open on Christmas Eve, but I think they close at 3:30 on Christmas Eve. They'll be closed, of course, on Christmas Day. So you still have time to shop for Christmas at Calp's tomorrow, and they close at 3 tomorrow. They'll also be open Monday, their regular hours, and then they'll be closing early on Christmas Eve on Tuesday. Here's a drive to the hoop. It's blocked by one of the Indians. Bargy picks it up to Fortkamp. There's Overman, and he scores. Nice teamwork there by the Indians. That makes it 12-10. Fort Recovery leading by two. Here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, again, Ansonia is 0-6 on the year. They've had a rough year, but again, they're very young. This is up and good by Ansonia's Graham Coppas. Shots up and no good by Evers. Rebound, breaker Judy. He got it. Looks like the Indians, the early trend is the Indians are going to be controlling the boards tonight. If they do that, they should have an easy win. It's now 14-12 for recovery by two. And Sonia with the basketball wearing their orange uniforms tonight. On the outside there is Bennett Lehman. He'll pass off. Back over on the right baseline with the ball there was Carson Toby to Lehman. Back over on the right to Toby. Outside to Lehman. Fires a three and he missed it. Rebound comes to Brody Bargy. Down to breaker Judy. Almost lost it. Overman to Bargy. Bargy fires and misses. A little bit too long. Rebound comes to Ansonia. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist about signing up for that program. J shot is missed by Ansonia. Overman with the rebound. Down comes Evers, and there's going to be a violation on Fort Recovery, a foul on Fort Recovery on Grant Fortkamp. Didn't see what he did, but the official said it was on him, so... Again, I can't give you much information about the individual player stats because they're not working on the scoreboard tonight for some reason. Not even the fouls. So we'll just have to play that by ear. And Sonia puts the ball in play, walking it up across the timeline. Graham Kappas, he'll fire a three. Got it. Graham Kappas, he has seven. He's only a freshman. Here's a shot from outside. Good by Fort Recovery's Colson Post. He had a big three in the game last night to tie it up late in the contest. Helped Fort Recovery win that game. And Sonia working the basketball around. Out front, over on the left side it goes. And it's out of bounds. They say it went off of Cooper Riffle. So it'll be out of bounds to the Indians. Grant Fortkamp will bring the basketball down across the timeline. Gives over to Briggs Overman. Overman now feeds on the right wing to Breaker Judy inside to Brody Bargy, and he scores. Brody Bargy with 4 points on the evening. 2 two-point baskets. It's 19-14, Indians by four. First quarter, Cal Pharmacy scoreboard, and Sonia just threw it away. Over and back called. So turnover on the Indians, or on the Tigers, I should say. And Sonia Tigers versus the Fort Recovery Indians tonight again. Fort Recovery's 1-3 with their first win last night against Parkway. They could easily be 3-1, but they're 1-3. And again, Ansonia is 0-6. Shot by Fortkamp, no good. Breaker Judy got the rebound, though, and he scores. Again, as I mentioned, the Indians seem to be leading the way with the rebounding tonight and also the scoring. 21-15, Indians on top by six. Junior varsity game, they had quite a shootout there in the first quarter. Score at the first quarter was 20-16. They just shot up and good. I believe that was Bennett Lehman scoring on a three there. Down comes Overman, makes a drive, and it's no good, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. And Briggs will go to the free throw line for two shots. Briggs with 4 points on the night. Don't forget, if you need handicap medical equipment, you'll find it at the Handicap Medical Equipment Center for Cal Pharmacy, located here in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park at the south edge of Fort Recovery. Might have a few people on your Christmas gift list that need handicap medical equipment. There's the place to go. Still time to buy those gifts from the Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. First free throw's no good. The second one is good. He got both of them, I should say. It's 22-18 now, I believe. Indians on top by four. Right side it goes. Back underneath the Breaker Judy. As Breaker intercepted the pass. Indians have the ball. Grant Fortkamp. Right side shot's no good. Rebound comes down to... Well, it came down to Ansonia, but Fort Recovery got it back. Here's Brody Bargy scoring. Bargy with six, and that came right at the end of the first quarter. So the Indians leading here by a score of 24-18 over the Ansonia Tigers after one. Thanks again to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, your friendly Health Mart Pharmacy, Cal Pharmacy, Fort Recovery, Bern, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Toys, toys, and more Melissa and Doug toys. Kopp Pharmacy has gifts for babies, toddlers, and school-age children, so we can help you cross a name or two off your Christmas list. Melissa and Doug toys are great for hands-on learning, imagination, and creative fun. Check out the selection of toys Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, and Union City and Bernie, Indiana have for this Christmas season. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Take command of productivity with New Holland T5 Series Tractor, available at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery. With four easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model that's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors.
Briggs over one out of two. But he was there. Indians lead 24-18 by the Tigers. By Shellhouse, Cade Shellhouse, Fort Recovery with the rebound. No good. Rebound comes down to Overman. Gives out to Evers. He puts it up. No good. Rebound comes to Ansonia. Braylon Dilworth in the lineup now for the Indians, by the way. Here's a three-point shot up and no good by Bennett Lehman. Down to Evers. He'll put the shot up and miss it. Ball ricochets out here to Colson Post, and he hits a three. His second three of the night makes it 27-18. Indians on top here by 9 points at the moment. And there's the ball stripped away. Nice job by Evers. Gavin Evers knocked it away from Ansonia, and Fort Recovery comes up with the basketball. Out front, Briggs Overman dribbling the ball, working his way to the right against Lehman. Now back over on the left to Braylon Dilworth. It's up no good. Rebound comes down to Ansonia. Tigers have the basketball. Down they come. There's a foul call on Dilworth as he was all over Graham Kappas for Ansonia. Be out of bounds. Breaker Judy comes back in, and Grant Forcat comes back in. Briggs Overman will take a rest, and so will Brody Bargy. Ansonia with the ball, trailing 27-18. And the Tigers, a rough season this year, but a very young team. Just let me give you, they have the one senior. They have one junior. They have three sophomores and two, four, five freshmen on this team. So it shows you how young they are. They are very young, which bodes well for the future. But now, right now, the team is struggling due to the inexperience. Here's Lehman. He tried to pass it off, and it's taken by Dilworth. He'll come down. He'll put it up, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. Braylon Dilworth goes to the line for two shots. Braylon did a nice job in the junior varsity game with 14 points tonight to be the second leading scorer in the JV game. Hudson Overman was the leading scorer. Timeout is called by Mr. Tony Overton. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation. Their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. Small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Rob Waver back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians taking on the Tigers. Ansonia and Fort Recovery battling tonight in boys basketball. Braylon Dilworth will go to the free throw line. And he'll be shooting two shots. First one's up, and it is. He'll have one more. Up and good again. Connects on both of them. His first 2 points of the night, and it's 29-18. Indians leading here by 11 now, and gradually pulling away here against the Ansonia Tigers. Out front with the basketball is Ben Barnes. There's a shot up and good. Cooper Riffle scoring there. He has a total of 8 points on the night now. Or no, he had... Take that back. That's his first basket here in the varsity game. He had 6 points in the junior varsity game tonight. Here's an out shot from outside by Colson Post. He missed it. Rebounds battled for. Tipped around and last touched. It's like it last touched Ben Barnt. Spells his name B-A-R-N-T. 29-20, Indians on top. Here's a shot by Breaker Judy in the lane. He missed it. Rebound comes to Ansonia. Down comes Bennett Lehman with the basketball. Over on the left it goes to Graham Coppas. Coppas out front between the circles. He'll pass over on the left wing. There's a three-point shot. No good. A little long. Rebound comes to Colson Post. And here's a drive by Breaker Judy, and he scores. Breaker with 8 points in the first half. It's 31-20. Inside, it's up and no good. And they're going to call a charge on Ansonia. Coming in the lineup. Fort Recovery. Braylon Dilworth with the ball. Works his way to the right side of the lane. Draw. The foul call on Fort Recovery on Evers, Gavin Evers. No. Take that back. They called that on Colson Post instead. Colson Post gets called for the foul. Here we come with Ansonia putting the ball in play. Goes way out deep. Almost over and back. David with the ball to the right side. That was Carson Weiss. And there's the ball tipped out of bounds by the Indians as Lehman tried to pass over in the left corner and the ball was deflected. Ball has disappeared. And here it comes. Grant Fortkamp had to go to retrieve it. I think it might have gone underneath the stands. Ansonia with the basketball. They trailed 33. There's a drive to the hoop and a block, but a foul's called on Colson Post. I guess not nice enough on the block. Breaker Judy gets called for the foul. No, I'm wrong again. It was on Colson Post. At the line is Carson Toby, and it's no good. Almost fell in, but it fell out instead. He will have one more. Dribbles the basketball, lets it fly, and it's no good off the front of the rim this time. Rebound Grant Fortkamp. Grant did a nice job of blocking out there and got the rebound. He'll bring it down up the court. Left side to Post. Whoops, a pass to Breaker Judy to Braylon Dilworth. Fires from the corner. Misses. Rebound Grant Fortkamp in the right corner. He'll bring it back outside. Goes over to Braylon. Dylan Dilworth down the left to Breaker Judy on the wing. Goes inside to Gavin Evers. He'll pass back out to Breaker. Breaker goes in, puts it up, no good, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. And Breaker Judy will be at the line for two shots. He has 8 points already tonight on 4 2-point goals. And the first one's good. Not only is Ansonia at a disadvantage on height. Second free throw's in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to the top. With the ball, there's Graham Kappas. He still has it. And there's going to be 5 seconds called on Kappas. Wow. Indians had him blocked in down there, and he couldn't get away. And 5 seconds was called against him, not moving the ball within 5 seconds when you're closely guarded. And believe you me, he was closely guarded. Down comes Braylon Dilworth with the ball. Goes to Briggs Overman. Here's Brody Bargy. There's a shot from the right side. Up and no good by Grant Fortkamp. Rebound Breaker Judy. Can't get it to go down. Rebound Grant Fortkamp. Missed it. Rebound comes to Bennett. It's good. Nice basket by Ryder Sanders. Makes it 34-23. Briggs Overman up and in from underneath. 36-23 score. Down comes Ansonia with the basketball. That is Carson Weiss with us. Carson Weiss. His name is spelled W-E-I-S-S, and he pronounced it Weiss. The ball goes out of bounds off of Ansonia, and Fort Recovery will get it. 2:30 to go in the second quarter, brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. See the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. There's a shot up and no good by Overman. Rebound back up and good by Overman. Briggs Overman scoring, and that makes the score 38-23. Ansonia with the basketball over on the right side, back on the left. And here's a ball stolen by Grant. A pass stolen by Grant Fortkamp. Down he comes. He misses the layup, but he's fouled. He'll be at the line for two. Grant has 4 points on the night on a three-point basket and one out of two at the line. So this will be his second trip to the line this evening. Next broadcast for the Indian boys team will have the boys and the girls will have the teams against Marion Local next Saturday night it is. Free throws up and good by Grant Fortkamp. It's a part of the State Route 119 tournament that they have during this time of the year. This one's up, and it is good. 40-23, Indians by 17. Down comes Ansonia with the basketball. And, almost double dribble, but didn't call it. Here's a shot up way off the mark. Rebound comes to Grant Fortkamp. Down to Breaker Judy. Over to Brody Bargy. He scores. What a nice pass from Breaker Judy. He was in midair and passed it over to Bargy, who was underneath, and he scores. 42-23. Indians up here by 19 points. Right side for the Ansonia Tigers around to the left. Bennett Lehman with the ball. He'll pass down into the corner. Back outside. Over on the right, here's a drive and a shot up is no good. Rebound up and in. Carson Toby gets the rebound basket of the missed shot by Graham Kappas. It makes it 42-25 now. Indians by 17. Down to the final minute of play here in the first half on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Overman up no good. Rebound Bargy up no good. And a foul is going to be called on Fort Recovery on the rebound. Your dealer for those dependable New Holland tractors, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, Ohio. And don't forget, they have a nice selection of farm toys right now, which would make great Christmas gifts for the kids. Or if you're into collecting farm toys, see the new selection they have available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. And Sonia with the ball, and they're going to call traveling on the Tigers. I think they whistled that on Carson Toby, I believe. Down come the Indians with the basketball. Braylon Dilworth over on the right side to Briggs Overman. Down along the lane to Rhodey Bargy, and he just lost it. And picked up by Ansonia. Nice spin. It's up and no good. Rebound comes to Rhodey Bargy on the missed shot by Toby. Down to Breaker Judy. He puts it up no good. And he is fouled in the act of shooting. Breaker wanted to dunk the ball, and he was a little bit too far under. But he'll be at the line for two shots. He has 9 points on the evening so far. So this would put him into double figures. Up and no good off the front of the rim. I'm Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, our studio producer at the radio station in Portland, WPGW at 100.9, is Nate Christman. We're also on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And the second free throw is good. So 10 points now. There's a long shot over the top of the bank board, way off the mark. And the score at halftime is Indians 43 and Ansonia 25. Again, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, you'll find the Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. South edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, your New Holland and Kloss farm equipment dealer. We'll be back with halftime stats coming your way in just a moment.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to carry the full line of cross harvesting equipment. If you're needing a combine, forage harvester, baler, or hay tool, K&L Tractor is the place to go. Fully stocked cross parts and factory trained technicians keep you running smooth all season long. For all of your cross harvesting needs, shop K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Rob Weaver back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. We're at halftime, 43-25. Indians are on top here. They led 24-18 at the first quarter. Expanded that lead to lead by 18 now, 43-25. Indians are led in scoring tonight by Breaker Judy with 10 points. He has 4 2-point baskets and is 2 out of 4 at the free throw line. Briggs Overman has 9 points this evening. He has 4 2-point baskets and is 1 out of 4 at the free throw line for Briggs. So our free throw shooting, not the greatest there. Rhodey Bargy has 8 points on the evening on 4 2-point baskets. Also, Grant Fortkamp with 6 points on a 3-pointer and 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. 6 points for Colson Post on 2 3-point baskets. And 4 points for Braylon Dilworth. He has 2 out of 2 at the free throw line and a 2-point basket as well. So again, the Indians led by Breaker Judy with 10, Briggs Overman with 9, 8 for Brody Bargy, 6 apiece for Colson Post and Grant Fortkamp, and 4 for Braylon Dilworth. For the Ansonia Tigers, they're led in scoring by Bennett Lehman, who has 8 points on the evening. He has 2 3-point baskets and a 2 and 0 out of 1 at the line for 8 points. 7 points for Graham Coppice. Graham has 2 2-point baskets and a 3-pointer for 7. 3 points apiece for Cade Shellhouse with a 3-point goal. 3 points for Ryder Sanders with a 3-point goal. And 2 points apiece for Cooper Riffle and Carson Toby. Cooper Riffle has a 2-point basket. Carson Toby, a 2-point basket and 0 out of 2 at the free throw line. Again, leading the way for Ansonia, Bennett Lehman with 8. Graham Coppice with 7. 3 apiece for Cade Shellhouse and Ryder Sanders. And 2 each for Cooper Riffle and Carson Toby. We'll be back in a moment from the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery. Indians lead here at halftime over Ansonia, 43-25.
Hi, this is Amanda Segers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Is your land and your legacy, and there's so much riding on your crops, your soil management choices are deeply personal too. K&L Tractor stocks a variety of Great Plains tillage solutions that will put your vision to work. Whatever approach you take, vertical, conventional, or hybrid, you can trust the cutting-edge technology and consistent, field-tested performance you'll find across Great Plains' entire soil management line. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at halftime at the Fortside Fieldhouse, 43-25. Indians lead by 18 in the junior varsity game. Fort Recovery won that one easily tonight, 64-39. It was close after the first quarter. It was kind of a shootout at the OK Corral in the first quarter as Fort Recovery scored 20 points and Ansonia 16. Indians leading by 4 at the end of one. Then at halftime, it was only a 5-point lead, 31-26. Indians on top by 5. And then the Indians outscored Ansonia 16-6 in the third quarter to take command, leading 47-32 after 3. And the final, once again, 64-39. Indians win the ball game. Nice 25-point win for the Indians to go to 4-1 on the year at the JV level now. As far as the junior varsity scoring, leading the way was Hudson Overman with 15 points. He had a total of 7 two-point baskets and then was 1 out of 1 at the line for his 15. 14 points for Braylon Dilworth, had a nice night. He had 3 3-point baskets, 2 2-point baskets, and was 1 out of 2 at the free throw line for his 14. Dylan Clinkley was also in double figures. He had 11 tonight. He had 2 3-point baskets, a 2-point baskets, and was 3 out of 3 at the line. Chipping in with 7 apiece, Douglas Benn. He had 3 2-point baskets, was 1 out of 4 at the free throw line for his 7. Brady Evers had 7 points on a 3-point basket, 2 2-point baskets, and 1 out of 2 at the line. 7 points for Carter Fortkamp. He had 2 threes and was 1 out of 2 at the line for his 7. 3 points for Colton Thompson. That was a 2-point basket and 1 out of 2 at the line. So again, the Indians, Hudson Overman had 15. Braylon Dilworth, 14, 11 for Dylan Klinke. 7 apiece for Douglas Benn, Brady Evers, and Carter Fortkamp. and three for Colton Thompson. For the Ansonia Tiger reserve team, they were led by Cameron Engel with 14 points. He had 4 3-point baskets and a 2-point goal. Was 0 out of 1 at the line for his 14 points. He was followed by Ryder Sanders with 8. He had 2 3-point baskets and a 2-point goal for 8 points. 6 points for Connor Riffle. He had 2 3-point baskets for his 6. 4 points for Jacob Marshnut, and those were both 2-point baskets. 4 points for Trayton Spence, 2 2-point baskets, and a 3-point goal for Carson Weiss to conclude the scoring for Ansonia. Again, 14 for Cameron Engel, followed by 8 for Ryder Sanders, for the Tiger reserve team. Again, the varsity team here at halftime for Fort Recovery leading, score of 43-25. We'll be back with the second half of play in just a moment.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Christmas, give the gift of fun with Case IH and Kubota Toys at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. For a limited time, enjoy $15 off your purchase of $100 or more on all Case IH toys. Perfect for little boys and girls who love tractors and have big imaginations. From big red tractors to exciting accessories, there's something for every little farmer. Hurry! This offer won't last long. Make this Christmas unforgettable with Case IH and Kubota Toys at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Are you planning for an upcoming surgery, preparing for a discharge from the hospital, or currently aging at home? Our knowledgeable staff is here to help you find the durable medical equipment you need to stay in your home safely. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, bathroom aids, to the installation of ramps and grab bars, Kalp Pharmacy is here to help. To learn more, call Kalp Pharmacy Medical Equipment in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 866-526-0976. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, we just start the third quarter of play, and here's Ansonia with a steal. Nice job there by Lehman. He puts it up and in off the glass. So Bennett Lehman gives the Tigers a good start here to the second half. Steal on a basket. Fort Recovery now with the ball out front to Grant Fordkamp. Grant will dribble the basketball. Pass to the right side to Brody Bargy. Brody looking. Goes over to Gavin Evers. Inside to Breaker Judy. He scores. And he's fouled in the act of shooting. Foul was called on Carson Weiss, I believe it was. Free throws up and good by Judy. Three-point play the old-fashioned way. Down comes the Tigers. There's a shot up by Bennett Lehman from three-point land. No good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Over to Brody Bargy. He'll race down the court. Feet on the left corner to Breaker Judy. Three-pointers off the mark. No good. Rebound comes to Ansonia. And here's a drive and a shot, and it's good, and a foul's called on Fort Recovery. Getting the basket was Graham Coppas. And so he'll go at the free throw line. Up and good. Graham Coppas gets the three-point play. It's 46-30, back to a 16-point game. Third quarter is brought to you by Cooper Farms. Check out the job opportunities at Cooper Farms by going to cooperfarms.com/join our team. Shots up and no good by the Indians. Down comes Ansonia with the ball. Out front is Bennett Lehman. He'll drive to the hoop, puts it up, and got it. Ansonia with new life here in the third quarter, in the Cooper Farms third quarter of play. Third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms and Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg, Ohio. Breaker Judy into Gavin Evers. Back outside to Grant Fortkamp, standing at the center circle. He'll dribble to the top of the key. Pass on the left to Briggs Overman. Over on the wing it goes to Gavin Evers. Evers down to Brody Bargy. Now on the other side. Up no good by Grant Fortkamp. Rebound comes to the Tigers as it was Cooper Riffle getting the rebound. Back outside with the ball is Bent Barnes, who's in the game. And Fort Recovery steals it away. Overman to Breaker Judy, and he scores. Breaker leading the team in scoring tonight. Makes it 48-32 now. Indians leading by 16 in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Ball goes out of bounds off of the Tigers' Bent Barnes. Brody Bargy will toss in. Ansonia not pressing here, playing a 2-3 zone defense. Right side it goes to Breaker Judy. Back out top, Grant Fortkamp, Gavin Evers, right baseline. Brody Bargy back out to Grant Fortkamp. He misses the shots. Deep rebound goes to Briggs Overman. Overman on the left side to Grant, to Gavin Evers, and the ball's tipped away, and the Tigers come up with the steal. Top of the key, on the right side it goes. Graham Coppas with it, underneath, up and in. Coppas scoring. Makes it 48-34. The Indians lead by 14. Wide open from the right corner was Grant Fortkamp, and he made him pay. Fortkamp drills a three, his second three of the night, and it's now 51-34. Indians by 17. Right side, underneath, back outside. Three-point set shots, no good, and a foul's called on Fort Recovery on Briggs Overman as he fouled Graham Coppas. Coppas goes to the free throw line. Could be shooting three shots because he was fouled in the act of shooting a three. Bounces the ball, puts it up, and it's no good. It's just barely got the front of the rim. Again at the line for the Tigers. Graham Coppas, this is his second time there. He's one out of one before this. That one's good. He'll have one more. Carson Weiss comes in for Ansonia. That's up and also good by Coppas. 51-36. Indians lead by 15 with the ball here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Again, right after this game, we'll have the Blackford and Eastern Hancock boys varsity game. Here's a shot fired up from the right side. Gavin Evers scores. His first basket of the evening. That was about a little 10-12 footer. Makes the score 53-36. Ansonia with the ball. It's loose. And who's going to get it? Ansonia. Over on the right to Coppas. He'll fire and miss. Rebound. And we have a foul called on Ansonia on the rebound. It's going to be whistled on Carson Weiss. And we have timeout called by Ansonia. 3:28 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. 53-36. Indians on top by 17. We'll be back in a moment.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. basketball. Dr. Kim Vormore, the Vormore Family Dentistry Office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Vormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Vormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Rob Weaver back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Welcome to the broadcast, whether you're listening on the radio on WPGW-FM at 100.9 on the FM dial. Again, Nate Crispin, our studio producer, or on FortRecoveryRadio.com, Mr. Neil Spencer, the studio producer there, or on the TV, the national TV system, National Federation TV system. Welcome to the broadcast as well. And Sonia Tigers wearing their orange uniforms tonight. Indians, of course, in their white uniforms, being a home game. Indians are 1-3 on the year. Came off with their first win of the year last night, beating Parkway 53-48. And Sonia looking for their first win. They're 0-6 coming into the game tonight. Outside, Braylon Dilworth with it. He'll feed over on the left side to Colson Post. Down to Grant Fortkamp in the corner. Back outside the post. Back to Fortkamp. Back to post. He tries to lob it in to Briggs Overman, and there's a foul on Kappas going over the back of Overman. That's his first personal foul. Inbounds pass. Comes in to Breaker Judy, lost it, but he picked it up, and then he threw it away. Tried to get it over to Briggs Overman, and Briggs couldn't come up with the ball. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg, Ohio. And Sonia with the basketball, trailing 53-36. Over on the right side, there's a three off the mark. Rebound chased down by Ansonia. Missing that basket a moment ago was Ben Barnes. Over on the right side to Kappas. Back out front to Lehman. He'll feed on the left wing. Three-point basket is good by Carson Toby. Carson Toby with a three. 53-39. Braylon Dilworth on the left side. It goes to Overman. Fires and misses. A little bit too flat. And then Sonia got the rebound. Coming down with it there was Carson Toby. Over on the left there is Bennett Lehman with it. Back outside. Now top with the ball now is Carson Weiss. Weiss will pass over on the right. With the ball there was Ben Barnes. Back out top to Lehman. Over on the right to Kappas. He'll come in, fire, and hit. Nice shot by Graham Kappas. Makes it 53-41. Ansonia Tigers fighting back to within 12 points after they trailed by 18 at halftime. Here is a drive by Breaker Judy to the basket. They say he stepped on the line. Goes out of bounds. Fort Recovery, also a very young team. For example, right now, the only senior they have in there is Briggs Overman. Breaker Judy's a sophomore. Here's a drive up and no good by Kappas. Rebound comes to Braylon Dilworth. Down on the left side, Grant Fortkamp. He'll pop the shot, miss. Rebound, Breaker Judy, and he got it. Braylon Dilworth, a freshman. Gavin Evers has been in there quite a bit. He's not in there right now. He's a senior. Grant Fortkamp's a sophomore. So very young Fort Recovery team. And here's Overman tipping the ball away from Coppice, and he drives and misses. But there's Breaker Judy to get the offensive rebound and put it in. Again, the Indians dominating on the boards tonight. Much taller team. 57-41. The lead is back to 16 now. And Sonia with the ball back outside. With it there is Cade Shellhouse. Stolen by Grant Fortkamp. He'll fire the shot. He hits a... Grant Fortkamp hits a three right at the buzzer to make it 60-41. Great shot by Grant Fortkamp. He had enough wisdom about him to realize the time was running out. For the end of the third quarter, he just stopped and took the three-pointer, and it went down. 60-41, Indian on top by 19. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg. Check out the many job opportunities available for you at a great family company, Cooper Farms. Go to cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter in just a moment.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Again, this is WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana, 100.9 on your FM dial, along with FortRecoveryRadio.com and the National Federation TV Network. From Fort Recovery, Ohio tonight, and Sonia with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Shots up and no good. Rebound comes to Brody Bargy. Coppice missed that shot for Ansonia. Bargy tries to feed underneath, and it's going to be out of bounds to Fort Recovery. Is touching it last. Appeared to be Coppice. Our fourth quarter is brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. That's Hall Brothers Incorporated. In bounds pass goes to Gavin Evers, and he scores. See Carlton Rhodes here tonight. Ram Rhodes, he lives right across the street from the field house. He comes to many of the games. Longtime Fort Recovery fan, as many of the folks who are here tonight are indeed. And Sonia with the ball. Here's a drive to the right. It's good. Nice basket. Scoring on the play was Cade Shellhouse. That's his fifth point of the night. And that makes the score 62-43. Brody Bargy turns, fires, misses the baseline jumper. Trying to get his rebound. It's still up for grabs. Foul's going to be called on Brody Bargy. Trying to get the basketball back there. Number one on Brody, so he's in no trouble. Again, for the finest in farm machinery service, it's Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery. They have a team of long, long-time outstanding service technicians who will take care of your farm machinery for you. Hall Brothers Incorporated, Fort Recovery. Turnaround shot is no good. Rebound, Brody Bargy. Missing that one was Cade Shellhouse. Down comes Bargy with the ball. Over it goes to Colson Post. Right side to Gavin Evers. Back out to Post. Post passing to Braylon Dilworth, who drives, and the ball's knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. Again, Braylon's only a freshman. He and Grant Fortkamp are kind of fighting for that fifth starting spot. Grant Fortkamp won out, but Braylon's played a lot of basketball this year. A lot of ball on the reserve team and on the varsity. Fort Recovery does have the ball. It was knocked out of bounds by Ansonia. Underneath the Judy scores. Give Brody Bargy credit for the inbounds pass hitting Breaker Judy for the basket. Breaker has a bunch of points tonight. There's a shot blocked by Ansonia, picked up by Gavin Evers. Evers down to Bargy. He'll lay it in. Oh, he missed it. Fort Recovery's Evers missed it, and a battle for the rebound. We got a jump ball. Let me see how many points Breaker has here. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 21. To this point, 21 points for Breaker Judy. To lead the team tonight, he had 10 at halftime. We're in the fourth quarter, 64-43. Into Breaker, puts it up and can't get it to go down. Tipped out of bounds by Ansonia. Went off the fingertips there of Carson Toby. And Fort Recovery will get the ball back. Brody Bargy will toss it in. Comes in to Breaker Judy. Now out front to Briggs Overman. Fires and scores. He drove in and scooped it up and in. He has 12 points on the night as of right now for Briggs Overman. Right side for Ansonia. Drive to the hoop by Coppice, and he scores. Nice move by Graham Coppice. Here's a shot from outside by Overman. No good. Rebound back up and in by Breaker Judy. Gets another one. 23 points now for Breaker. Ansonia with the ball. Here's a shot up and no good by Bennett Lehman. Rebound Brody Bargy. Brody comes down, right side to Breaker Judy, back out to Brody. Brody looking for a teammate. Goes underneath to Briggs Overman, puts it up and in. 14 points now for Briggs Overman. 70-45. Indians are rolling here with 4:50 to go in the game. And here is the ball knocked out of bounds by Briggs Overman. Briggs pleading with the official that he knocked it off the Ansonia player, but gets no sympathy from the official. Indians will put the, Ansonia will put the ball in play here. They trail 70-45. We're in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter. And here's a shot blocked by Gavin Evers. Got the ball and comes down and scores. Gavin Evers with the block. Picked it up, came down and laid it in. 72-45 now. Right side, back outside. Here's a shot in the lane. Good. Cooper Riffle gets his fourth point of the evening. Right in front of the basket there. 72-47 now. Breaker Judy inside, lost the handle on it. Picked up by Evers. He scores. Gavin Evers puts it in to make it 74-47. And Sonia with the ball. 3:53 to go in this game. And it's knocked away by Briggs Overman. He'll come racing down and scoops it in. And makes it 76-47. That was almost offensive goaltending on us there, but they didn't call it. Ansonia with the ball. Here's Ben Barnes. Back over it goes to Connor Riffle, who's in the game now. Outside, around the horn on the left to Connor Riffle. Fouls called on Fort Recovery. And Coach Leverett empties the bench. Let's see who all came in there for the Indians. Looks like Brady Evers is in there now. Braylon Dilworth, Colson Post. Douglas Benn is in there now. And so is Dylan Klinke. So a whole new group of guys in there. And Sonia with the ball. Loose basketball over on the left. Three-point shot's good. Ryder Sanders gets his second three of the night, giving him 6 points. 76-50 now the score. Here's a shot from the left side, no good. And back up and good by Douglas Benn. Douglas Benn gets himself some varsity points. Here comes Ansonia with the basketball. 78-50 now. Indians are 1-3, but they could easily be 3-1. They lost a close one to Jay County. Lost a close one to Bradford. Shots up and no good by Ansonia. Rebound Fort Recovery. Underneath, it's up and in. Dylan Klinke scoring. Dylan Klinke with the basket. I think that was Brady Evers with the assist. Here's a shot up and no good by Ansonia. And there's a foul call on the Indians on Colson Post. So Kappas will go to the free throw line. Graham Kappas, who's their leading scorer tonight, I believe. Let's see, he has 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13, 16. I believe he's got 18 points. Free throw's no good. He will have one more. And Coach Tony Overton also empties his bench, puts a lot of new guys in there. 2 minutes to go in the game. Free throw's up, and it's no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery's Dylan Klinke. Klinke races down the court. He is fouled by Kappas. It will be out of bounds. Not a shooting foul yet. Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse for you tonight. Again, stay tuned after we get done with our broadcast. It'll be Blackford coming up with a game at Eastern Hancock tonight, with Ed Thurman calling the action. Here's a shot up and good by Braylon Dilworth. 82-50 now the score. Indians on top by 32 points. And Sonia with the basketball. Minute 29 left in the game. Over on the left, three-point shot is no good. That was missed by Connor Riffle. And a rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Riffle had some threes, a couple of threes in the JV game, but he hadn't been able to hit one here. And Ansonia comes out with the basketball. Here come the Tigers. There's Kappas with a three-pointer way off the mark, given to Fort Recovery out of bounds. That was nothing but air on that one. Down to a minute two left in the game on the Hall Brothers scoreboard. Again, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. Don't forget, Hall Brothers has a nice selection of farm toys in stock right now, which will make great Christmas gifts for you. Stop by tomorrow morning and stock up. Or if you're a collector of farm toys, they've got some great toys that you would be happy to have in your collection. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your center for an outstanding selection of farm toys. Fort Recovery with the ball. They may just run the clock out here. And Sonia playing pretty aggressive defense, though. There's Carter Fortkamp, who's in the game now for the Indians. Carter Fortkamp makes the lineup. He has the ball on the right. Dribbling, passing back out here to Braylon Dilworth, I should say. Braylon over to Carter Fortkamp. Down to 12 seconds, and that's going to be your game. 82-50 is going to be your final score. And there's the buzzer. Fort Recovery wins their second game of the weekend. They are now 2-4 on the year. And Ansonia drops to 0-7 on the campaign. Again, thanks to Hall Brothers Incorporated for being our very fine fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Your Case IH and Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers Incorporated, State Route 119, just down from the high school here in Fort Recovery. We'll be back in a moment with a wrap-up of the game. Maybe Coach Bobby Leverett will be coming up right after we pause for this.
time for year-end savings at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Enjoy 15% off all Case IH filters, keeping your equipment running smoothly into the new year. Don't wait until open house to save big. Stock up now and ensure your farm is ready for every challenge ahead. But hurry, these savings won't last. This is a limited-time offer. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer, where savings and service come together. Case IH filters, keeping you on track for success.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse, everybody. Rob Weaver here. I'm going to wrap it up for you. Give you the final scoring totals, which are unofficial. I couldn't get any help from the scoreboard tonight. The individual scoring was not available on the scoreboard tonight for some reason. Must have been having some technical problems. Fort Recovery wins both the reserve and varsity games. They win the reserve game 64-39. Indians were only up by five at halftime, 31-26, but broke it open in the third quarter to coast to a victory. Indians were led in scoring in the reserve game by Hudson Overman with 15. Braylon Dilworth had 14. Dylan Klinke with 11. Seven apiece for Douglas Benn, Brady Evers, and Carter Fortkamp, and three for Colton Thompson. For Ansonia, they were led in the reserve game by Cameron Engel with 14 points. Maybe they should have suited him up for the varsity. He had four threes in the reserve game. 8 points for Ryder Sanders. Six for Connor Riffle. 4 points apiece for Jacob Matchnut and also Trayton Spence. And 3 points for Carson Weiss. In the varsity game, Fort Recovery led all the way, basically, leading 24-18 at the end of the first quarter, led 43-25 at halftime, led 60-41 after three, and again the final, a 32-point victory margin, 82-50, the final score. The Indians were led in scoring tonight by Breaker Judy with 23 points. He had 10 in the first half, 13 in the second half for his 23. 16 points for Briggs Overman. He had 9 in the first half, 7 in the second half. 12 points for Grant Fortkamp, 6 in both halves for his 12. 8 points for Brody Bargy. He had 8 points all in the first half. He didn't score in the second half. 6 points for Colson Post. Those were all in the first half. 6 points for Braylon Dilworth, 4 in the first half and 2 in the second half. And 2 points apiece for Dylan Klinke and Douglas Benn. Again, Indians led in the varsity game by Breaker Judy with 23, 16 for Briggs Overman, 12 points for Grant Fortkamp, 8 points apiece for Brody Bargy and Gavin Evers. Again, 6 points for Colson Post and Braylon Dilworth, and 2 points each for Douglas Benn and Dylan Klinke. For the Ansonia Tigers tonight, they were led in the varsity game by Bennett Lehman with 12 points. He had 8 in the first half, 4 in the second for his 12. Actually, 13 points for Graham Coppas to lead the team. Graham Coppas had 7 in the first half and had 6 in the second half for his 13-point total. So Graham Coppas with 13 and Bennett Lehman with 12. 6 points for Ryder Sanders, 5 apiece for Cade Shellhouse and Carson Toby, and 4 points for Cooper Riffle. So, I mean, that's probably unofficial totals tonight. Joining us here on the broadcast before we part our ways, Bobby Leverett. There's your Christmas present, Coach. Two wins in the same weekend.
Yeah, nice to be back at the Fortside Fieldhouse.
Yes, it is. I just wanted to check because the scoreboard wasn't working tonight. Yeah. So I had 23 for Breaker. Is that what you had?
23 for Breaker, 15 for Briggs Overman, 8 for Brody Bargy, 8 for Gavin Evers.
Okay.
12 for Grant Fortkamp.
Yep.
Six for Posty. And then two for Klinke and two for Ben.
Yep, that's basically what I had, too. So, Breaker Judy had a very nice game for you tonight. I think that's his best game of the year so far.
Yeah, that, you know, Jay County played really well. I think he had 16 in that game. But, you know, we were sticking him on some really good offensive players through the stretch there. And, you know, he didn't probably have his legs offensively in those games, but he did a great job defensively. So tonight we've kind of been putting Gavin Evers on the best offensive player here the last two nights. And he's done an okay job, which kind of frees Breaker up a little bit defensively, that he doesn't have to work as hard. And then he can, you know, has a little bit of extra energy offensively. And that definitely showed tonight. We got it out and ran.
I know you led him in rebounding tonight. You were pretty dominant there.
Yeah. Well, we knew their size was going to be, obviously. We needed to make it. We told the guys going in, hey, we got to make a conscious effort to look inside, you know, in our motion offense. And we did, you know. The thing I wasn't real happy with at halftime was Brody, you know, would fade a little bit on those jump shots. And, you know, let's not be fading. Let's get, you know, to the rim and try and score that way. And so, yeah, pretty happy with the effort. We needed that. We needed this weekend. So
82-50 was the final score as the Indians defeat the Ansonia Tigers. Ansonia, a really young team, boy. It's going to be a bright future for the Tigers, but right now this is going to be a struggle this year.
Yeah, you know, Tony is one of my best friends. I consider him, and he's just going to keep grinding. I mean, those kids aren't going to quit. We told him at halftime, we're like, hey, it's 0-0 now because Coach Overton will not quit. Those kids are not going to quit. Last night he told me they were down 20-some, and they cut it to 7 in the fourth quarter. So we knew we got to keep our pace and keep chipping away, and we did.
Up next for you, I think it's Marion Local next Friday, or you got a game before
that? No, they are Saturday. We've got South Adams home here.
Saturday, right.
Yep, and then Saturday we go to Marion Local for the Battle of 119, and then that Monday we have St. Henry here in the Battle of 119.
Okay, so, well, South Adams, they're struggling a little this year, so it looks like three in a row for you.
Hopefully, don't jinx us, but hopefully you're right, and we can go in with a three-game win streak going into the hangar. So never easy over there. They're solid, but hopefully they still got some football legs and we can run.
What's Marion Local got for you?
They've got Austin Niekamp, 6'9 kid, that he's not like Jack Knapke was last year, which was a back-to-the-basket guy who was just a banger. Austin's a little bit more of a perimeter-oriented, 6'9", but he's still 6'9". Then they've got Grant Kramer, who's a real nice shooting guard that's a junior. And then Everman is a point guard that's back that played last year as a junior and as a senior this year. So they'll be solid. Like I said, hopefully we can get them with some football legs.
Well, maybe. And the height never stops. It just keeps coming at Marion Local.
Something in the water.
It absolutely is, that's for sure.
Yep.
Well, congratulations on the win tonight, Bob.
Thanks, Rob.
Again, best of luck next week.
Yep, thank you. Have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, have a nice Christmas, too.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bob Leverett, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Again, Indians defeat Ansonia tonight, 82-50. Once again, Breaker Judy leading the way with 23 points. Coach had 15 for Overman. I actually had him for 16, but I don't know if I'm wrong or he's right, but whatever. It's close. We're close. Grant Fortkamp again with 12 points as well. Indians go to 2-3 on the year and getting closer to 500. And Ansonia drops to 0-7. That's it from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Stay tuned for the Blackford Eastern Hancock boys basketball game coming up in just a moment. Thanks to our studio producers. Again, Nate Chrisman at the radio station and Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from Fort Recovery, Ohio.